January is National Mentoring Month. 100 Black Men have a program called Mentoring the 100 Way. Brian Pauling of 100 Black Men is on the phone. Brian, good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm a big fan of 100 Black Men. Have we met?
I don't think we have, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
Yeah. 100 Black Men have been doing mentoring for a long time, and I believe in it. So what is involved with mentoring?
Well, mentoring, it really is more than just being a role model. Mentoring is getting to know the mentee, the student, the person that you're working with, not just on a high level, but getting to understand them, understanding their skill sets, understanding their abilities, understanding where they are strong and those areas that can be improved, and then helping them to achieve that.
So how does a student look for a mentor? How do they approach someone?
Sure, there's a number of ways. If you find someone that has accomplished something that you're looking to accomplish, you can identify that person and then just ask them. Because most people who have accomplished something, you know, great in life or been successful understand that they didn't make it on their own, that they got there through the help of others. And so they're more than willing to give back. And so finding a mentor really is identifying someone who has either achieved something that you're looking to do or finding someone that is doing those things in those areas that you see. You know, I find a great swimmer and I want to swim better. I go and talk to that person about being a better swimmer.
And if you don't know someone that's a better swimmer, do you just get in touch with 100 Black Men and 100 Black
Absolutely.
Men will hook you up?
Absolutely. If you talk to, if to join the 100 Black Men mentee programs, we have chapters in 31 states, 100 different chapters in the U.S., a chapter in London, and a chapter in the Turks, Caicos Isles. And so all of those chapters, if you email info@100bmoa.org, you're able to get connected with a chapter locally, and then we'll work with you to find out what help we can get.
What about the age range?
Our age range, we typically work with students from 8 and then through career. That's why we call it mentoring across a lifetime, because we understand that once a student in elementary school moves to middle school or from elementary school to high school, they need something different. And then when you go from high school into college, there's something, another aspect of life that you need help with. And then from college into your young career, and then from a young career to a seasoned career, you know, those needs are different. So that's why we call it Mentoring the 100 Way across a lifetime.
How long has 100 Black Men been in existence?
We started in 1963 with some gentlemen that you might recognize, like David Dinkins, Jackie Robinson, Dr. William Haling, Nathaniel Goldston, Andrew Hatcher, and Dr. Robert Magnum. And those individuals started the 100 in 1963 in New York. But the official incorporation of the organization didn't start until 1986, which is why in June of 2016, we will have our annual conference celebrating our 30th anniversary.
Oh, that's
congratulations.
Great. And how many kids do you think you've mentored?
We mentor over 125,000 students on an annual basis.
And success stories?
Success stories are all over the globe. You know, the biggest success story that I find is that our mentoring has actually saved lives. We had one of our students at our San Francisco conference say that, had it not been for the 100, I would be dead. Mm-hmm. And his testimony was that four of his friends that year had been murdered. And each time they were murdered, he was supposed to be with them, but he wasn't, because he was doing something with his mentor at a mentoring program. And because of that, he wasn't there. And so he credits the 100 for saving his life.
Wow, that's powerful.
If there's not a chapter in where you live, how can you join the mentoring program, either as a student or a mentor?
Sure. If there's not a chapter where you live, I think the best thing to do is then identify a mentor locally and just connect with that person. Ask them,
and then start a chapter.
And start a chapter. That's right. We're always looking to open and expand our chapter network. Like I said, we're currently in 31 states and looking to expand beyond that.
Great work.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you, and we're definitely looking forward to expanding our educational opportunities for our students as well.
Brian Pauling, 100 Black Men, January is National Mentoring Month.